and would like to welcome back to Art in the Air. They got a new 2022 season coming up. Our friends at Dune Summer Theater. We have the artistic director here, Steve Scott, and I guess Lisa. I'm not sure exactly your title. You're kind of like the producer, so you know, I want to be a producer. Welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Aloha, welcome,
Larry. And Elise is actually. Elise does all the hard work.
Right.
I do all the fun work. Elise does all the hard work.
We're sharing. Yeah. It's good. It's all good.
Well, we'd like to ask, first of all, I guess we'll go ahead and start with you, Steve, about what's coming up in the 2022 season. This is actually, I think you just announced it publicly like a few days ago, but we want to be part of that. So go ahead and tell us about the season.
Well, I am really excited about this season. And you know, our first kind of post-COVID, we can say that at this point, season. We're going to be starting off with a Pulitzer Prize winning musical, a beautiful show, and serious in tone, but uplifting, called Next to Normal. It's about a family dealing with various crises, including mental illness, in some really unusual and highly musical ways. It's a lovely show, big hit on Broadway when it was first done. It's been done by a number of theaters around the country, and I am thrilled to be able to direct that. And Andrew Flash, who has been our music director for the last few years, is going to be the musical director for that. So I'm very happy we're starting off with that. We then go to a comedy called God of Carnage, which I'm sure some people have heard because there was a film version of it a number of years ago. It's a hysterical play about two sets of parents who want to do the right thing for their children. They each have sons who have recently been in a school fight, and they're coming together to try to figure out how to handle this, how to broker this, and how to kind of bring peace back to their friendship. And I think it's sufficient to say that it does not go well. And we see parents turn from parents into 10-year-old children before our eyes in a really interesting and very funny way. It's a show for anybody who's ever dealt with children, anybody who's ever dealt with parents. I think we all find something of ourselves in this little conflict that we see. So that is going to be directed by Susan Padveen from Columbia College. And we're thrilled that she's going to come out to do that. Our third show is a review called A Grand Night for Singing, which includes a lot of the greatest songs from Rodgers and Hammerstein. You know, several years ago, before lockdown, we did a kind of concert production of South Pacific, which is, I think, the most successful show we've ever done at the Dunes. And proving to me, anyway, that Rodgers and Hammerstein is kind of an eternal composing team. You know, every generation can find wonderful things in the music that they left us. So it's Grand Night for Singing is going to bring together a lot of their works in slightly different settings outside of the productions that they were in. And because last year's outdoor season went so well, I think we're going to be producing this outdoors in July, which is a great time to be outdoors to watch a show. That is going to be directed by Lauren Katz, who is a very exciting young director from Chicago, with whom I've worked a number of times in the past. And then finally, we have our Broadway cabaret at Friendship Gardens, which last year was a major success for us and for Friendship Gardens. We're going to be focusing on the works of Stephen Sondheim to kind of honor his career and his recent passing. But it's going to also include works from a number of other shows, composers that influenced Sondheim, composers who Sondheim influenced. And it's going to be a great deal of fun in mid-August at the Friendship Gardens. And as I say, last year it was beautiful. I'm expecting it's going to be just as beautiful this year. So we got a lot of stuff lined up for this season, and I just couldn't be more excited about it.
Elise, tell us about the condition of the theater. You've been doing renovations and things like that. Last season, I think we were mostly outdoors, the combination of the pandemic. But tell us about that real briefly.
Yes. Well, we are starting the renovations, and they won't be finished this year. So everyone needs to be patient. And I do want to mention also, we will bring the Rodgers and Hammerstein inside if there's rain. So please get your tickets. Don't worry about the weather. We're going to make it movable. But yeah, I can't talk too specifically about the renovations, but except to say that we are doing them and we're fundraising for them, and we will not be finished this summer. So we'll have little signs, you know. Yeah, it's all good. We're very excited. Have a really good, powerful board of directors who's behind our work, and we're fundraising, and that's going well. So
great. Steve, is Next to Normal, has it been cast yet?
We are in the middle of casting it now. Much of it has been cast. We're kind of waiting to hear from a couple more actors. But the actors that we've got so far are incredible. I mean, and it's a hard one to cast because you're looking for slightly older people, but we've found some great ones. Yeah, we're on the way.
And what I can say is that they're all very individual. They look so different. That's one thing that's hard on stage when everybody looks the same, that they look very different. So, right.
Hopefully. Tell mom and daughter apart.
Exactly. There you go.
Well, right. Real quick, Elise, we got just a little less than a minute. Tell us how they can find where you're at physically and also online and tickets and how that all works.
Yes. Well, we're right off Route 12, about a mile from the state line of Michigan. And get tickets. Go to dunesarts.org. That's dunesarts.org. And you should be able to see all the links to the tickets right there.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. That's the Dune Summer Theater, and they'll be opening Next to Normal and a whole bunch more. And they also have some education programs coming up, which we're going to talk about in a later Spotlight. But Steve and Elise, thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you, Larry.
Esther.
And Esther, thank you.
Thank
Good
you.
To see you both.